Michelle Singletary is back again to answer questions from you, our listeners. Michelle writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she's personal finance columnist for Day to Day. Michelle, here's our first question. It has to do with a hot real estate market some of the country's experiencing. This listener writes, my condo has increased in value by 30%. I'm currently refinancing. I'm taking out a second mortgage to either pay off my credit card debt, which is around $25,000, or to use as a down payment to buy a second property. Which of these would be the smartest move? Michelle, what do you think? Should this listener pay down debt or use the money to invest in real estate?
Oh, now you know I'm going to tell her to pay down the debt. I mean, really, I'm a little concerned that she's got $25,000 in credit card debt. I mean, think about that. That's an amazing amount of debt. So the smartest thing she can do is to pay down that debt. I would be very careful about even taking out, pulling out money from her home if she hasn't changed her habits. If she's not going to change her habits and that credit card debt is going to just go right back up, I would not do that. I would try to systematically pay off that credit card. But if she's already done it or she's about to do it, definitely pay off that credit card debt. This woman does not have the wherewithal to buy a second property with that kind of debt.
Okay, next question from a listener who may have misheard something you said on an earlier show. Amber Brucker writes, Dear Michelle, I could have sworn I heard you say that money market accounts were earning 4%. Even if I was mistaken, there have to be institutions earning more than the banks in my area. The average is 0.65%. Where can I find banks that offer higher rates on money market accounts, and how do I decide which one is best? 4%? Did you say that, Michelle?
I absolutely did not, sweetie. You definitely misheard. We were talking about I-bonds at that time, and at one point they were earning 4%, no longer. Money markets are earning pitifully, and it doesn't matter what area you live in, all of them are paying pitiful interest right now. If you want to find, however, the ones that banks that are offering the best rates or financial institutions offering the best rates, I would suggest that you go to bankrate.com. That's bankrate, R-A-T-E.com. It can tell you the best banks in your area and what rates they have.
Okay, here's another letter from a listener who has a comment about an earlier show. This is from Jody. Michelle, I think she may be after your job because she's written to correct some advice, though, that you gave to a woman who wanted to know what papers she should have in order in the event that her terminally ill husband died. You have her note there?
I do. Basically, what I told this woman in this situation, which is, you know, definitely my heart went out to her, is that you need to prepare a letter of instruction. All of us should have this letter. Jody thought I didn't say that the letter of instruction should include information about your 401k, pension, and death benefits. And so she wanted me to be sure to remind people to do that. I did say that, but let me say it again. Letter of instruction is a letter basically that lays out all the information that people need in case you pass away. Social security number, death benefits, information about your insurance, where your bank accounts are, if you have a safety deposit box, all of this should be in that letter of instructions.
Just a reminder for me, Michelle, this letter of instruction, is this something you need to have notarized? Is it a formal document or can you just write it out?
You can just write it out. It doesn't have to be formalized. It doesn't have to be notarized. It's really a letter to your family members. And listen, that letter can include what kind of things you want for your funeral arrangements. It's everything that the person will need to know if you pass away.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post. She's the author of the book 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.